Have you ever wondered whether people notice that you're actually different? With a gentleness, perhaps, a kindness, humility, a warmth, wisdom? Or don't they get that vibe from you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. That's challenging, especially if you call yourself a Christian. After all, you should be different. And that difference comes down, let me say it, even if you don't want to hear it, to your obedience. John chapter 14, verses 21 and 23. Those who really love me are the ones who not only know my commands, but also obey them. My Father will love such people, and I will love them. I will make myself known to them. All who love me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them. My Father and I will come to them and live with them. Look, obeying Jesus in and of itself doesn't save us, but it's the demonstration, the evidence of our faith. In other words, we show our faith by obeying God. But as A.W. Tozer pointed out, to escape the error of salvation by works, we've fallen into the opposite error of salvation without obedience. We begin to look different, to stand out from the crowd with a joy, a love, a kindness, when we actually do what Jesus tells us to do. But you can't achieve that on your own. No way. That's why when you set out to obey Jesus, his presence fills you with a glory that people can't miss, with a love for the unlovable, with a goodness that you yourself simply don't possess. Those who really love me are the ones who not only know my commands, but also obey them. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And the way to obey him, to be filled with his Spirit, is to allow him to speak his word into your heart over and over again. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.